You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our weekly dedicated design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. This week, we delve into the work of Austin St. Barbe Harrison, a British architect who had a profound effect on Jerusalem's built environment. Mary Pelletier is our guide.
. 2017 marks 100 years since British troops won the battle for Jerusalem and forever altered the trajectory of the Holy Land, not to mention its landscape. A few years after the 1917 victory, the British undertook a colonial project unlike any other in the form of Mandate Palestine. Jerusalem became its capital, and the powers that were, giddy with ancient biblical reveries, decided to preserve everything behind the 16th century walls of the old city. But outside, modernity was calling.
Outside the wall, the city is surprisingly modern. For here in Jerusalem, of all places, we find a traffic cop busily engaged in directing up-to-date automobiles. Fine stores and modern buildings are being erected that sharply contrast with the ancient city of biblical days.
The man tasked with building this new British Jerusalem was a 31-year-old Kentish architect named Austin St. Barbe Harrison. He arrived in Palestine in 1922 as the Mandate's chief architect, chosen by British officials for his expertise in Near Eastern architecture and his affinity for Islamic design. Harrison, an Orientalist at heart, faced a unique set of architectural problems in Palestine, balancing tradition with modernity, local heritage with European design, and finding ways to represent Britain's complicated political role of part crusading Christian power, part paternalistic keeper of the peace. This stylistic dilemma crept into most of the public projects Harrison undertook in his 15 years in Palestine. Even in the most utilitarian of his buildings, the post offices and the police stations, he preferred to infuse his straightforward civic designs with regional elements. Lines of subtly recessed arches, traditionally painted tiling, and an exclusive use of locally sourced stone. But none represent his fusion of local Oriental tradition and Western modernity better than his two most impressive structures, the British High Commissioner's Residence and the Rockefeller Museum. Today, the Mammoth High Commissioner's Residence is home to the United Nations and overlooks the old city from the hilltop village of Jabal Muqabir. It appears almost as a fortress faced in white Jerusalem limestone. A monumental central tower of staggered rectangular volumes anchors its L-shaped wings. In an element borrowed from local Palestinian homes, cubic rooms topped with domes flank the exterior. Inside, traditional Palestinian vaulted arches span the hallways and rooms, where Harrison distilled Islamic ornamentation into simple decorative motifs. By abstracting classical and Eastern styles into their respective geometries, Harrison successfully married them into a new Near Eastern modernism, celebrated by architectural critics back in London. Across town, Harrison's other architectural crown jewel sits by the northeastern corner of the old city, the Rockefeller Museum, which to this day holds a vast collection of Holy Land antiquities. Harrison knew the contents of this building called for a bit of drama, and as you approach, a massive curved wall gives way to a theatrical facade, rectangular limestone blocks topped off with a hefty octagonal tower. Inside, the wings span out from a central Islamic-style courtyard. Here, Romanesque arches illuminate antiquities, and a fountain gurgles beneath a traditional Palestinian dome. Harrison recruited Eric Gill to create a museum-specific typeface carved into the wall in Arabic, Hebrew, and English. And above the arches, he addressed ancient civilizations in 10 exterior bas-reliefs. Today, the courtyard is an oasis, hidden away from bustling Jerusalem, quiet and perfect for pondering Harrison's desire for architectural universality, a transcendental style the Holy Land had never seen before and hasn't seen since.
And our special thanks to Mary Pelletier there for that report on Austin St. Barbe Harrison's profound effect on the architecture of Jerusalem. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. Now you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or, you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. For now, that's all from me, Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.